Sean Mize here, and now what I'm going to teach on is getting the search engines to position you for your name as being an expert. And so, without going into a lot of background, because I've done that on the other teachings, the idea here is that on the first page of the search engines, normally in Google, Yahoo, Bing, MSN, many of the other search engines, there's 10 rankings. There's 10 things that are listed as rankings when you type in your name. And so what you want is to have something that either you control or that speaks highly of you as it pertains to your niche on each of those 10 places. And so what that means is that you'll need a minimum of 10 different websites that will give you this information. Okay, now, those websites don't all have to be controlled by you. Okay, so one of them could be your own website, one could be your own blog, and 8 others could be controlled by other people, which is fine. Okay, what I'm going to do now in this segment is show you specifically 10, maybe 12 ideas of types of pages that you can create and a little bit of what to do to get those pages to show up for your name. That's what I'm going to show you next. Now, I'm going to give you 10 or 12 ideas because you only need 10. However, if you have 20, boy, that makes it even better. And if you have 20, then it usually makes it happen faster. But since this is basically a 30-day challenge, it's a 30-day experiment, I'm only going to give you 10 or 12 because if you do the work, you'll get most of these. You should show up in the first 30 days. You can always do more work on down the road. So I don't want to clutter things up. Okay, so probably the easiest way for me to do this is just rattle off what all of these ideas could be, and then I'll go back in and give you step-by-step exactly what to do to get each one of these to happen. So one thing that you could have is your own website, okay, should speak highly of you, obviously. I also recommend having an eZine Articles profile page that speaks highly of you. eZine Articles profile pages tend to rank very highly. That's been my experience anyhow, and so my feeling is you should have one, and it should speak highly of you. It should show that you're an expert. One other thought that I did not reveal on the other recording, and that is that in eZine Articles and obviously other places where you might get profiles, you often have the opportunity of being able to list some of your websites, your blog, etc. Make sure that whatever one you list is one that pertains to your expertise. Okay, so if you've got an opportunity to list a personal website, a business website, and a blog website, you really should have 3 websites there. You really should have 3. I mean, it only costs, another $7 or $8 a month to have another website? Would it be worth it to have one more place that people could go to confirm that you're an expert? I believe if you're in business to make a profit, it's worth the extra $8. I really believe that. $10, whatever it might be, to have one more website, to have one more blog that's pointing to you. So if you think about it, in Google, you have 10 opportunities to have links. 10. But if on the eZine Articles page, there's an opportunity for 3 more links, you can mastermind what those 3 links are. Now it gives you 13 places. And maybe there's another profile and you get to have 3 more. I go out and have 3 more. Now you have 16. And now you've got more places that people can go to prove that you're an expert. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. So you should also have a blog. Your blog should speak highly of you. Okay? Now, as you know, in Google and Yahoo and some of the other sites, sometimes you get to show up twice. So imagine if you had an eZine Articles profile and an eZine Articles website or article. You had your website, and you had a page on your website, and you had a blog, and you had a blog on your website. That would be 6 of the 10 right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you can't guarantee that Google's going to give you 2 of each. Usually they don't, but a lot of times you'll get 2 of something. Well, that just makes it easier. Take advantage of it. Okay. I really believe you should have a second website. I really do. Some would say you might need 10. Okay, but really, for this exercise, have 2. Have one about your niche and have one about you. Have one about your niche and have one about a sub-niche. Okay? And most web hosting accounts will allow you to put another domain on really easy. Okay? Really, really easy. A lot of people's websites, it doesn't cost another penny. Just, take 20 minutes to learn how to do it and do it. And buy a domain name for 10, 12 bucks a year. Wow, you've got another website. It's there. It doesn't have to have anything on it except one page. for 2 pages. It does not have to be rocket science here. It can be really simple to control one more listing in Google. And when I say the word control, I really mean that. And I don't mean that you can literally control every one of those 10, but if you had 80% control over the first 20, that gives you 16, and then all you need is 10. In my opinion, in the net, you really are controlling it. You really are controlling that presence. Sure, there may be a link here, a link there that you just lose control over, but I believe you can pretty much control that page. Do you have to take a look at it once a month? Yes, because that way if something sneaks in that doesn't belong, that way if Google has said, don't like that page on your site anymore, put another one on there, and you see that it's changed, you can fix it, okay? I really believe you can control that page. There's a time lag? Yes. There's a delay? Yes. Can you control it? I believe that you can. Okay, so you could also have a second blog, okay? You could have one blog on your website. You could have one blog that's on a dedicated URL. You could have another blog on somewhere like Blogger or Blogspot. I don't recommend that for long-term, having bunches of them. But, what would it hurt to have one more out there? Okay? You could also have profiles. And, by the way, when I'm talking about profiles, I'm going to give you some specific places to go for profiles. These places should be places where you're actively submitting articles, you're actively a part of the community. There are some shady techniques going on out there where, people have found some shady ways to get sort of like fake profile links on various websites. Stay away from that stuff. Google doesn't like it. I don't believe it's ethical. I don't believe it's moral. I don't believe it's good search engine optimization. Don't do it. So when I'm talking about profiles, I'm talking about legitimate places like eZine Articles, like Go Articles, like HubSpot, like HubPages, like YouTube, I don't even know if YouTube has a profile page. But I'm talking about legitimate places where you are a legitimate part of the community, then you can have a profile page. And on that profile page, if they give you 300 words to talk about you, talk about you. That's your place to say, hey, I'm an expert. If they give you a place to go to 3 links, don't link back to 3 places that are already in the top 10 of Google. Link to 3 other places that people can go to get more information about you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. You want to give people more opportunities to see who you are and to see that you are the expert. Okay, so now. You could also have an article that you've written on eZine Articles about you. Now, I don't know the exact terms of service, but I think off the top of my head that eZine Articles will not allow you to write an article about you. But I believe that they will allow your friends to write articles about you. I do believe that they will allow your competitors to write articles about you or any of your fans. Okay, and if you don't have any fans yet, surely you have a friend that could sign up for an account and legitimately write an article about you. I believe that that's within their terms of service. If it's not, there should be some ways that between eZine Articles, Go Articles, HubPages, HubSpots, that you can legitimately have a few articles written about you, not by you, but about you and by other people, and just have those articles optimized for your name. Your name would be in the subject line, in the title. Your name would be in the content. Your name would be in the link. Your name would be in those 4 or 5 places. And presto, you've got a good chance of having that article that's written about you showing up in Google. Okay. A PDF written by you on your topic. You could write a PDF. It could be a 5-page PDF. You could upload it to the World Wide Web somewhere. And presto, using the techniques I'm going to share in a few minutes, you can get it listed in the top 10 of Google. That would be a great credibility builder. You could have a YouTube video. I've already mentioned Go Articles, HubPages, HubSpot. I'm only giving a few ideas of places that tend to get good rankings, eZine Articles, Go Articles, HubPages, HubSpot. I think Article Snatch. And I've got outsourcers doing so much of this work that I may even get some of these URLs wrong. I think that gather.com is also a place that tends to get high rankings. But I'll tell you one way to find out what article sites get high rankings is go to a website like distributeyourarticles.com or fastsubmitarticles.com, submit an article to them, and then 5 days later, Google the name of the article, and you'll find which article directories have the highest rankings. And those can be ones that you focus on getting articles on. So rather than me giving you information today that could be no good in 6 months if those change, if you simply go to article submission sites like Fast Submit Articles or Distribute Your Articles, submit an article, you'll find out what is currently the highest ranking directories, because the highest ranking directories will generally tend to be the ones that show up in Google for your title of whatever article that you submitted. Okay, and I suggest putting that title in quotes when you Google it, so that hopefully only your article will come up, and you'll see what I mean. If you don't understand what I'm giving you, do the steps I'm giving you, and then you'll understand it when you do them. If you've never done it, this may sound like Greek or Latin to you, but if you do it, then, I mean, it'll be crystal clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I've given probably 15 now. Just off the top of my head, I've given probably at least 10 or 12, probably 15 different ideas that you could use. And then the next thing would be ask yourself, do you know of any other sites that you could use to get these pages up in Google? And when I say Google, I'm saying Google by proxy. It could be Bing, it could be Yahoo, it could be anywhere else, okay? So the next thing is, once all of these are created, you want to get them to show up in Google. Now, some of these will just naturally show up in Google, okay? Some of them will not on their own. And one of the easiest ways to get pages to show up higher in Google is simply to get some legitimate backlinks. I've given some ideas about what's not legitimate, what is legitimate here. If you don't know what's not legitimate, find out, because if you use illegitimate link sources, the search engines will ban those pages from showing up because they don't want illegitimate link sources. Articles are legitimate link sources. Original articles, not spun articles, original articles, original blog posts, profiles that are in communities where you actively participate. Those are all, you know, other people's websites that are legitimate, referrals to you, not blog roles and not paid links or anything like that. But legitimate places people are referring you, those are all good places to have inbound links. And by just getting a few of those inbound links to each of these pages, you should be able to get most of those to show up in the first 30 days. And really, if all you had was 5 rankings by 30 days and then, you know, 8 by 60 days and then 9 or 10 by 90 days, that would still be incredible progress, wouldn't it?
Yes, of course it would.
Okay, excellent. Okay, any questions on the steps necessary to dominate your name in Google, which is the primary place people are going to go initially to confirm your expert credibility? Any questions on that?
No, I just need to listen to this recording a bit at a slower pace. But yes, no, I have no questions.
Okay, excellent.